Lagos Prime Evening News for today, Thursday, October 29th, 2015. I'm your presenter, Linda Martin. In the headlines, Sorozo Central MP says cancellation of the 2015 WCMF was a mistake and Tourism Minister failed Dominica. IMF RCF providing only $8.7 million for Dominica to rebuild after damages by Tropical Storm Erica. Headless man was stabbed to death, David Mirage. China's end one-child policy and allow two. The news is brought to you compliments Courts Dominica Limited. Details of these and more stories coming up.
With affordable air condition units from Quartz. And right now, you can beat the heat with split units starting at only $1,399 cash or $19 weekly. So come in today and get the air condition unit that gives you the cool comfort you want. Only at Quartz, bringing value home.
Businesses in Dominica make most of their money. Influx of foreigners to come.
Welcome back. Rosso Central MP Honorable Joseph Isaac says Dominica's most fluid currency inflow occurs between the months of October and December. However, he predicts that with the constant relief efforts being faced by local businesses, eventually there will be an impact on local employment, especially without the World Creole Music Festival generating foreign revenue. Isaac stands firm in his belief that the cancellation of the WCMF was a mistake, and he said he believes that Tourism Minister Robert Tong has failed Dominica in his position. He says if he was in the place of Tourism Minister Tong, he would have relinquished that position in light of such failure.
Businesses in Dominica make most of their money from October to December. With the relief, you are impacting that significantly. The fact that you don't have the World Creole Music Festival for influx of foreigners to come in, again, you don't have the foreign currency hitting the ground and trickling down. So you're going to have a major impact, and some businesses will have to lay off people, which we don't want that to happen. You know, we always want to wish the best. If I were the Minister of Tourism, out of one, reports for tourism is extremely bad. It is showing that, in fact, one major activity that the Minister of Tourism could have done in his first instant was to mount a major World Creole Music Festival. It could be hosting Dominica, hosting France, hosting in North America, in the region. We could have actually satellite World Creole Music Festival events. He has failed there. He has shown that he did not have the mettle to stand up against the Prime Minister. If I were him, I would have resigned. That's what I'm suggesting to the Minister of Tourism. He has failed the Dominican people in his first instant.
In a related story, Rosso Central MP Honorable Joseph Isaac shares the sentiments of many Dominicans that the city of Rosso is very often dirty and smelly. He says one of the responsibilities of the parliamentary representative is to liaise with the agencies that are charged with the authority and responsibility to ensure that the city and villages remain clean. Isaac suggests the city councils and village councils should coordinate with the environmental health department and or other organizations to create a system whereby cleanup of drains can take place until desired improvements are achieved.
The sentiments, I agree, that there are some improvements we need to make in Roseau, but people must understand the PAL rep responsibility is to advocate and to talk to the organizations who have the ultimate responsibility to ensure that the city is clean. And the organizations I'm talking about is specifically the Roseau City Council. That's their major mandate. They have the authority over Roseau City. So they should ensure that Roseau City is clean. Also, they could coordinate, and we have said it already, they could coordinate with environmental health, with the fire department and the other agencies, solid waste, etc., to ensure that you have a proper system in place every 2 weeks or every week where you have a proper washdown of the drains until that the Roseau Road Reinstatement Project is implemented, so our drains can be improved and the sidewalks can be improved. And
the IMF said Wednesday it was providing US $8.7 million for Dominica to be drawn from the Rapid Credit Facility as the island rebuilds following the battering it took from Tropical Storm Erica in late August. The RCF provides immediate financial assistance with limited conditions to low-income countries with an urgent balance of payments needed. Finances under the RCF carries a zero interest rate, has a grace period of 5.5 years, and a final maturity of 10 years. The fund reviews the level of interest rates for all concessional facilities every 2 years. Dominica was hit by Tropical Storm Erica in late August 2015, which resulted in significant loss of life and substantial damage to physical infrastructure. The assessment report by the World Bank and Government of Dominica estimates total damage at a loss of US $483 million, making this storm one of the worst natural disasters to ever strike the country, IMF Deputy Managing Director Michiro Furusawa. He said that the recovery and rehabilitation costs will be substantial, putting tremendous pressure on already challenging fiscal and balance of payments positions. Fiscal policies will accommodate an increase in reconstruction spending over the medium term, expected to be mostly grant financed, while the underlying policies are being appropriately refocused from a supportive cyclical stance toward a medium-term consolidation objective. The IMF official said that the Dominican authorities have committed to generating robust primary surpluses over the medium term to ensure downward debt payments. They will tackle pressures on current spending, broaden the revenue base, strengthen tax collection, further reprioritize capital expenditures, and step up efforts to strengthen the fiscal policy framework to ensure the stability of the fiscal adjustment effort. He said the authorities are also committed to strengthening financial policies to tackle regional and domestic vulnerabilities, both in terms of health of financial institutions and their supervisory and regulatory frameworks. But Furusawa said the structural reforms remain critical to support the fiscal effort, as well as to improve competitiveness and private sector growth prospects. He said reforms to build resilience to potential future natural disasters should also be stepped up. For the year to date, the Caribbean Public Health Agency says it has received 284 samples for influenza virus testing. 47 tested positive, of which 14 were typed as influenza A, H1N1. CARFA is appealing to the public to use good respiratory hygiene practices in a bid to reduce the spread of influenza. The following shows the number of samples received and that those tested positive for influenza A for the period of 2013 to 2014. 924 samples were received in 2013, of which 208, which is 22%, tested A positive. 401 samples were received in 2014, of which 82 tested A positive. 284 samples were received in 2015, of which 47 tested A positive. CARFA Executive Director Dr. C. James Hosepedals expounded on the alarming rates of the virus influenza H1N1.
Good afternoon, this is Dr. James Hosepedals from the Caribbean Public Health Agency, CARFA. If we look at the issue of influenza and H1N1, which has been making the news in some countries, the region of the Caribbean experiences influenza throughout the year, including H1N1 and other respiratory viruses that occur in different parts of the world. Sometimes we see a seasonal increase connected to large numbers of visitors coming in from the north. The H1N1 is one of several strains that circulate throughout the world, including the Caribbean. The countries of the Caribbean participate in a system for monitoring acute respiratory infections, which includes sending samples to our laboratory in Port of Spain. If you look over the last few years, we have received between 400 and 900 specimens per year for influenza virus. And those that test positive for influenza A are typically 20 to 22%. Influenza H1N1 is a smaller subset of that, typically about 5% of the samples that come in. So the main point here is that H1N1 is one of several strains that's circulating throughout the world, including the Caribbean region. We have seen some increases in the number of cases of flu and other respiratory diseases in Cuba, and therefore the potential is there for spread. However, there is no pandemic at the moment. That is a worldwide epidemic. Key issues to bear in mind are to prevent the spread of the flu virus and reduce your risk, practice good hygiene.
CARFA would like to advise members of the public to use good respiratory hygiene practices so as to reduce the risk of transmission of influenza and other respiratory viruses. You should cover your mouth with a tissue or handkerchief or use your elbow if sneezing or coughing. You should safely dispose of used tissues, wash your hands with soap and water after coughing and sneezing, and before and after meal preparation, eating and use of toilets. Alternatively, you may use an alcohol-based hand sanitizer.
Key issues to bear in mind are to prevent the spread of the flu virus and reduce your risk, practice good hygiene. Get vaccinated for the flu, especially vulnerable people, elderly, people with chronic diseases like diabetes, heart disease, and healthcare workers who are in the front line for getting flu. Pregnant women and children should also get vaccinated. The issue of hand washing, I cannot stress how important that is, and covering your mouth with your hands if you have to cough. Hand washing, therefore, is important afterwards to minimize spread. Symptoms of flu include high fever and headache and muscle ache and cough, and those can be treated with paracetamol and other medications to reduce fever. But if there's a lot of difficulty in breathing or asthma coming on or persistent vomiting, then those are some of the reasons to seek medical attention. In healthcare settings, that's an area where it's important to have infection prevention and control measures. As people who are admitted to hospital, one of the key things is to avoid spread from them to others who may be there, or spread to members of staff. CARFA will continue to be monitoring the situation in the region, and we work with ministries of health in monitoring respiratory illnesses, including influenza. Thank you.
Port of Spain Trinidad CMC reports that a 52-year-old Trinidad and Tobago national who was deported from Canada in 2010, having been convicted for manslaughter and other offenses, has been ordered extradited to Canada to face 54 charges, including murder and kidnapping. Chief Magistrate Marcia Caesar Ayers ruled that Septimus Neverson, also known as Christopher David Monroe, Richard Murphy, and Septimus Samuel, be returned to Canada to answer the charges. A statement from the Trinidad and Tobago Police Service said that Neverson is charged with murder, 3 counts of attempted murder, 4 counts of kidnapping, 6 counts of attempted robbery, 13 counts of breaking and entering a dwelling house for unlawful purposes, and 27 counts of robbery. The offenses are alleged to have occurred over the period of May 4th to July 20th, 2016 in Canada. The accused has been remanded in custody without bail and advised of his rights to appeal the order within 15 days. Police said that in November 2014, an extradition request was received from the Canadian authorities for the provisional arrest of Neverson. on February 25th this year. Neverson, who is known to have previous charges and convictions dating back to 1985, was arrested in Port of Spain. In 2010, police said he had been deported to his homeland after being convicted for manslaughter and other offenses in Canada. Dominicans are expressing some concern following the UE's latest reports on the earthquakes, which occurred recently in the Sofria area and neighboring communities. A number of tremors were reported by residents in the south of the island, and Acting Disaster Coordinator Don Corriott confirmed that reports did come from the police and from residents in said area. Recently, the University of the West Indies Seismic Research Center said its instruments recorded up to 7 earthquakes near the southeast coast of Dominica on Tuesday evening, with the largest event occurring at 6:51 p.m. and was located at 15.25 degrees north and 61.27 degrees west, with a magnitude of 3.1 and a depth of 20 kilometers.
There's a lot of people on Facebook mentioning it, and you know,
it seems like we may
be experiencing a swarm. BBS was running a story, said the scientists will give more information on it tomorrow, etc. So I listened to BBS for a little bit and got a little information. But you know, along with that activity, we've had Erica. Now we're having a swarm or whatever it may be. We'll hear what the scientists categorize it as. But the questions of our preparedness for that kind of activity, you know, the news people should probably, all those investigative journalists can go and find out. And some of the questions I have, I like them to bring to the public, is the relationship between our government and Trinidad. That is to say, the University of the West Indies, they have the Seismic Research Unit, the SRU, and our relationship with them, how much the arrangement that we have with them, because they, when an event like this occurs, they're supposed to jump into action and give us information and tell us what's going on. And you know, if it ends up being a full-blown event, like let's say for example it turned out to be a volcanic event, they would set up a an observatory. So we go through that whole process like Monstrat went through. But there's some parts of that relationship where I understand that monies are not being paid. The network itself to do the monitoring is in disarray or practically non-existent, has not been maintained properly. There are lots of questions to be asked, and we're not prepared for a volcanic event.
Dominican citizens are voicing their opinion as regards to expectations of good governance and are advocating for more activism and decisiveness to ensure their elected government officials are held accountable for their actions or inactions. Many say they want to stop or discourage lies or misleading information that government attempts to impose on the people for purposes of partisan political expediency. Some claim they are feeling a sense of deception emanating from the current government administration.
So I am saying we the people, we have an issue. And the fact is, I am implying to an extent here that now that it is people like myself who is the adult of yesterday, we are the ones that are not militant enough, Matt. I don't know what is wrong with us. Why is it left us? I mean, why are we not fighting more for what we believe in? And Blessing always makes the point. We are afraid of sacrifices. Doesn't mean we have to get killed. We may have to get arrested. But we have to do this thing. We have to be militant. We have to be decisive in order to protect this country for our children of today. My goodness, they're going to be cursing us in a few years.
One wise man once told me, when the people lead, the leaders will follow. But I'm not going to make any excuses for the leaders. And if the people are being indecisive and ineffective, then you have to reverse that. The leaders have to lead and drag the people with them by being innovative and creative and being militant, my brother. Thank you.
In more news, Nathan David Mirage has been identified as the man whose dismembered body was found in Port of Spain on Wednesday. Mirage of Las Lomas No. 2 was identified by his two siblings at the Forensic Sciences Center. An autopsy found that he had died from stab wounds and not from decapitation. He was last seen by his family on Saturday night when he told them that he was going out to Lyme, and the family said the BMW in which his body was found on Tuesday belonged to him. And China has decided to end its decades-long one-child policy, the state-run Xinhua News Agency reports. Couples will now be allowed to have two children, it said, citing a statement from the Communist Party. The controversial policy was introduced nationally in 1979 to slow the population growth rate. It is estimated to have prevented about 400 million births. However, concerns at China's aging population led to pressure for change. Couples who violated the one-child policy faced a variety of punishments, from fines and the loss of employment to forced abortions. Over time, the policy has been relaxed in some provinces as demographers and sociologists raise concerns about rising social costs and falling worker numbers. And that's the Prime Evening News, but first a recap of our headlines. Roseau Central MP says cancellation of 2015 WCMF was a mistake, and Tourism Minister failed Dominica. IMF RCF providing only US $8.7 million for Dominica to rebuild after damages by Tropical Storm Erica. Headless man was stabbed to death, David Mirage. China to end one-child policy and allow two. The news was brought to you through the very kind compliments of Quartz Dominica Limited. Remember, if you missed any of our newscasts, log onto our website at www.q95da.com to view the stories, or click on the podcast icon to listen to the various packages. On behalf of the entire news team, I have been your presenter, Linda Martin.